after show.
The after show.
And the crowd goes wild.
All right, I'm going to get off. I'm going to get all philosophical on you guys right now, okay?
Yeah.
I read something this morning I thought was wonderful, and I want to share it because I think it's kind of a cool thing. It's basically a story. Some people were talking. They were on a. Actually, there's two people on an archaeological dig, which something I've always wanted to do. One of these things, one of these days, I'd love to go to some far off place and just get a brush and start digging stones and finding artifacts. But what happened is,
Tony, it would be like. It'd be like a panning for gold.
Yeah, I know.
Rarely find anything.
I know. I know. I had a friend that did it for a summer, and she was in, I don't know, Egypt or something. It'd just be kind of cool. Anyway, so they're out, and they're talking to each other, you know, doing those kind of get-to-know-each-other questions. So, you know, do you play any sports? Do you do any of this? Blah, blah, blah. And the one person said, well, I would do that, but, you know, whatever it was, but I don't think I'd be any good at it. So that's why I don't do it. The other person said, I don't think the being good at things is the point of doing them. The point of doing them is, are you having fun doing them? And that is a whole different perspective that I never thought of, because I always thought, well, I don't want to try that. I'd suck at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But would you enjoy doing it? So just do it. Just do it, right? And that's probably why I started painting during the pandemic. I mean, we needed something to do.
Yeah.
And so we started painting, and you know, you get better as you go along, and that's always been my driving force, try to get better at something. And I still do, but it's like, even if I don't, I'm still enjoying myself.
Mm-hmm.
And if the painting comes out crummy, you whitewash and start over. What's the big deal, right? So, yeah, the point of doing something is not just to be good at it. I mean, yeah, you want to be good at stuff, but that shouldn't be your only motivation. And up until now, that was my life. I only did things if I thought I'd be good at them.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, enjoy
Christy,
them.
Do you think that's a guy thing?
To only try things you think you'll be good at? Yeah, I kind of do. Like, yeah. I try all sorts of things. If I did cookie decorating and all these other things that even as I get older that... If I'm not good at it, I don't really care.
See, that's
right.
I think that's really
either.
Healthy.
Yeah.
I think that's really healthy. And believe me, that's so, you know, I'm happy that I read that little, you know, piece, because it's like, now I don't have a problem trying stuff.
Right. I mean, I'm usually the best at everything, so.
Of course you are. So that's why it doesn't matter. I know. Yes, because you are infallible.
Go in with I know I'm going to be the best, so.
Oh, God. You're
some
best.
Some of the cookies that I did were worse than what the boys did. So I am not always the best at stuff.
Christy's the best at being annoying.
At least I can admit it. Some people can't admit it.
You're the best at admitting it, too.
See, there you go.
You're not annoying.
Everything I do, the best.
Yeah, she's pretty annoying, Nick.
I'm kidding. My mom always told me I was amazing, and I believe it.
Yes, I get it.
Now, she might be crazy now. However, I'm still amazing. So there you go. I do have confidence, yes.
And it's true.
Yes, you do.
My mom told me the same thing.
See?
Well, that's what moms are supposed to do.
And I tell Nate that. And he definitely believes it.
And he's pretty good at stuff, which
and
is good.
He is.
Yeah. See, there you go. He the best, too. Thank you. You're welcome. I'm
so
just kidding.
That's my little philosophical quest for this morning, to try to get you two to think. But apparently that doesn't work.
Yeah, because we're awesome.
Yes, you don't need to think.
We already do things we don't like that we're not good at that we like.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of things I'm not good at.
The thing I do that I'm not good at, I told you guys the boys love disc golf, frisbee golf. Mm-hmm. I am the worst. I always score the worst, but I like doing it.
Yeah.
That's fine, then. Just keep doing it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm the worst at horseshoes.
I'm terrible at video games.
I'm terrible at horseshoes. Oh, see. That's, you got to have hand-eye coordination. And Tony, you ain't got that.
I got hand-eye coordination.
You don't. Not to do all the video game stuff. You got, it's too much.
For that, I don't have it at all. Even when the kids were little and they had the Mickey Mouse video games, they would whip my butt, and I just can't play. I just couldn't do it.
Or it's just that technology blocker that you have in you, and it just doesn't like you, right?
That's part of it.
So you're controller would probably like stop working randomly, and you would blame it on the controller because it can't be you, right?
Oh, it's
even though
me.
You're going like all the time, right?
Right.
You know.
That's why, as much as I like the game Jeopardy, and I tape it and answer the questions every night, I know two reasons I couldn't get on. One, I'm not smart enough. Those people are crazy, okay? And two, you have to hit that little button at the right time. I'd screw it up. I would not get one answer right. They'd never come to me. I'd say, this thing isn't working!
It doesn't work. This button doesn't work. Somebody
this
needs
a stupid
to fix
show.
The button. Kim, my button's not working, Kim.
I need you to push this for me.
You're my dad. My dad is the same way, except his is Karen. It's Karen and Ken, which actually is pretty hilarious, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Ken and Karen, yes. When he has a problem, Karen. Yeah.
Believe me, I know my limitations. I know what I can do, know what I can't do. So, but like I said, just do them anyway and enjoy the doing. So that's my new philosophy, and we'll see how long that lasts.
It's about time.
I agree. I'm glad I finally took me this long to figure it out. By the way, though, I am getting pretty good at painting. I just want to say.
Oh, see? Did your mom always tell you you were the best, too?
I don't know if I got that much.
No? Well, you were the third child. You're lucky she even acknowledged you at that point.
Exactly. At that point, you know, it's like.
What's your name again?
Anthony.
Exactly. Did we feed the last one?
I can't remember.
So I know. Actually, the cool thing about being third of three in my family was you never felt like you were last. It was great. And I, my brother's, you know, a bit older than I am. So I was basically raised almost like a single child, but I had two older brothers. It was kind of cool. It was actually a great way to grow up. And then when I got to a certain point and they were, you know, talking to me, you know, as a teenager and stuff, I got to hang out, not hang out with them so much, but, you know, their friends were always over and their friends were pretty cool because they were older, you know,
right.
So it was kind of nice hanging out with those guys, the cool guys in school and stuff, you know, so it was a nice way to grow up.
What's the age difference?
My brother, I have 6 and 8 years.
Okay, see, my half-brother is 17 years.
Yeah, that's a whole different
trip.
And he's having a kid. I was like, what?
What?
Yeah, they're like, baby credit, doing whatever.
Well, he's like 30 now, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he's like 31, okay? Mm-hmm. He's 17 years younger than me. So weird.
Oh, I thought you meant older. I was like, dude.
Oh. No. 17 years younger. I was a senior in high school when he was born. And he looked like me, like blonde hair, like hazel eyes. My stepmom, brown hair, brown eyes. So we'd walk through the store, and I'd be carrying this baby, and people were thinking, you know.
Oh, you're right.
Oh,
yeah.
That's her baby. Yeah. I'd be like, take your baby.
God.
I need to go find a boyfriend.
Don't you mean the baby, but baby daddy?
Right. So she just looked at me like, what? I'm like, So, yeah, so he's having a baby now, too. So that's what happens. Big age gaps, that's what happens.
Yeah. But it was kind of cool.
My sister and I are only 3 years, 2.5 years apart, really. Mm-hmm. And on vacation, Christmas vacation, the bonus boys got to meet my whole family. And they're like, that's your sister? We're just so different.
Yeah.
You know, that they're like, they don't get it.
Right.
You know, because they're so close. My sister and I'd love to be close to my sister, but we love each other, you know, but we're so, so different. I mean, for her 16th birthday, she dressed up as Star Trek characters. Like, that was her 16th birthday.
Yeah, you're definitely different. My sister and I are 2 years, 5 days, so we're similar, 2 years, but we are almost identical in the things that we do. So we're completely similar, which is different.
Yeah, my kids, you wouldn't even know they're from the same family.
Right.
It's totally different in every possible way.
That's how it is with my sister and me.
It's weird. It's very weird. I always wonder, how did those two come out of the same two people?
Isn't that so funny?
It is very weird. So there's a lot of variations in the human being. You know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Are we done being philosophical?
I think so.
Is that the after show?
That's all the philosophical thoughts that I have today.
Okay.
That's
the after show.